of apple cider vinegar and 3 tablespoons of honey.
Oh, okay, great.
Or lemon juice if you can't get the apple cider vinegar.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, Juliana, you sound good, though.
Oh, do I? Okay, well, earlier this morning, like I said, I couldn't talk at all, and my throat was very, very sore. So if you guys can put up with me sounding like Julian today, we'll go from here. So.
Okay, dear.
All right, and where's my song?
You know what? The song man is out of commission.
He's out of commission.
Yeah,
oh, no. Money.
Hard to see. Well, I can sing it a little bit for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll put it right in.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it right on the disc. I put it in sometime right after.
Okay. You know what? We got to, you know, Juliana, take a little drink of water. We've got somebody as a backup. We're going to play that.
All right.
This is fun.
But we have too much fun here.
Pumped up about that. Get everybody pumped.
Okay. Warm-up song. She's kind of getting her boogie on before she gets on. So, you know, you might as well go on and get your dance on.
All right, I'm ready to go. Hey, everybody.
Thanks that off the internet.
Thanks, Annette, for that intro, and thanks for taking intros every day like you do for us. And you guys, Annette is here every day. I have seen her getting ready to get on an airplane, and she's doing introductions, and she's here. You are awesome, Annette. Thanks for everything you do. And these new guys, new folks, you guys probably think we're crazy. We have a lot of fun here. We are just one big happy family. So join us and, you know, make sure you speak out, say your name, and, you know, don't be shy. Annette goes over every day. She goes over the basics, which is really important. That's why she does it every day. She goes over, you know, that you should be on the training calls every day, live or recorded, okay, and why you should read through the website and know that website like the back of your hand. Okay, why does she do that every day? Because it's important to feel confident about what you have, about what you're doing, about answering questions. And if you don't know, you're not going to be confident, okay? So it's important that you know what you're talking about. And remember, guys, you might want to write this down. You must believe in order to receive, and if you doubt, you will go without. So if you believe, you will receive. That's what it is. Sorry, guys. If you believe, you will receive, and if you doubt, you will go without. So how do you believe before you have proof? You know, you don't have proof it works yet. You hear everybody else, well, it sounds like it works for other people. How do you have proof that it's going to work for you? Okay, but, you know, it's funny. We all started in the same place, didn't we? We gave a gift. We had that leap of faith. We sent off our gift. We had to believe that by giving that gift unselfishly to someone else and, you know, sharing this precious activity with other people, and that we could help them, and they would do the same for us. And then we could help them, and they would receive. Okay, so now why do we hear some people on this call? Guys, excuse me, you have to bear with me. I've got to have some water. I wish I had time to make that mixture of yours, that concoction of yours, before I got started hearing that. But why do some people, we hear some people on the call, and they, in fact, I had one of my new folks, and she's been making some calls, and she says, I heard new people, and they got qualified the same day they started, and why didn't that happen for me, you know? And, you know, why do we hear some of them that happens immediately, out of the gate, you know, boom, boom, qualified, receiving, okay? And then others are just struggling. What's going on with them? Nothing's happening. They're making calls, and nothing's happening, okay? Those folks take off right out of the gate. You know, they're not worried about anything. They believe. They believe. You have to believe in order to receive. They believe. They believe they're going to receive. You know, they don't have time to worry. They don't have time to doubt. They just know. They see it already. You know? And they're just like that racehorse. You know, just can't wait to get out of the gate, you know? And they've got blinders on. I mean, there's a reason that those racehorses have blinders on. It's to keep them focused on that finish line, what's in front of them, not all the little distractions that are going on the sideline. Okay? Okay, let's look at the differences. Let's look at the differences between, excuse me, guys. I'm going to mute out here, sorry. I know you guys don't want to hear that. But anyway, let's look at the differences between the doubter, right from the start, okay? Now, doubter, he sends his gift in, And, you know, he's worried. He's got sweaty palms, and he's thinking, oh, I wonder if I've made the right decision. He's thinking, oh, my gosh, what have I done? Maybe this isn't going to work. What if they don't confirm me? What if something goes wrong? You know, and, you know, he stays up all night just worried. You know, and he's thinking, well, I'll try it. I'll try to make it work. You know, now, believer, you know, he's just so excited. He sent his package off, and he just can't wait. You know, he sent that package off, and you know, he can't wait to start training. He's up all night. He's so excited. He's excited. He can't wait to start making calls and get into that training. He just can hardly contain himself, okay? Now, the next day, Doubter, you know, he gets a call from his inviter thanking him for the gift he received. You know, inviter says, thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, Doubter, he's still worried. His inviter tells him to log into the website and start the training. And Doubter says, okay. You know, he thinks to himself, what a pain. I got to train. You know, I hope this will work. I'm going to try this. You know, I'll get to the training in just a little bit here. I'll get to it. I hope this is going to work, you know. Meanwhile, believer, you know, he's already called his inviter. He didn't wait for his inviter to call him. He's calling me. He's like, did you get my package yet? You know. And, you know, inviter says, yeah, I just got it. Oh, awesome, awesome. When can I start training? He says, well, you know, you got to log into your website, you know. And a believer, he's just excited. He just can't wait to start that training. He's just so excited to start making calls. Now, Doubter, he's over here. He decides to log into the website. He glances over some things and thinks, well, there's not much to this. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here, and this is pretty easy. But there's a lot of stuff here. I don't really want to go through all this. This could take hours. You know, I'll try to get this done today, you know. Well, meanwhile, believer, he's already logged into the website, you know, and he's gone through every word, every page at least twice, you know. He's listened to the recorded calls that are in there and archived. He's listened to them over and over again. He's hanging on every word. He's taking notes. He can't wait to start making calls, okay. And inviter told him, he said, you know, go through that whole website and all the calls and then call me back. So he's going through them, and he wants to be a good student. He wants to know everything. He doesn't want the inviter to say, did you look at this? And he didn't know what it was about, right? Well, now Doubter, reluctantly, you know, he follows Invitee's instructions, and Invitee tells him, you know, get on the training call. You know, go into the training call. This is really exciting. You're part of our family now. You can dial into our training call and get welcomed in. You know, so dial into the call, right, on time, and make sure you say hi to everybody, okay? Well, Inviter or Doubter, he goes in, he dials in, and he says, okay. He says, I'm going to listen here for a minute. And he listens, and he hears all these people dialing in, saying hi, well, you know, introducing themselves. And then all of a sudden he hears the host say, you know, hey, any new folks on the line? You know, tell us who you are. And he hears some folks jump out and say their name, and he just listens. He says, well, I'll just listen today. You know, this is kind of a bunch of hype, you know. This isn't really my style. You know, he listens, and he's thinking 10, 15 minutes go by, and all they did was introductions and tell him to go through the website. He already knew that. You know, so he hangs up. He decides to hang up. This is a waste of time. They're telling me something I already know, okay? Now, meanwhile, our believer, you know, his inviter told him to dial into the daily training calls. You know, he's going to learn valuable nuggets from those training calls and keep plugged into the family, okay? And so, believer, he dials in, and he hears the intros, and he says hi. I mean, he couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to say hi. He said hi before he was asked to say hi. And, you know, and then all of a sudden he hears, you know, he's pacing back and forth. He's so excited. And he hears the host say, any of the new members online? And he says, yes, I'm Believer, and I'm from Ohio. I'm here. I'm new, you know. And he gets welcomed into the family, and he's so excited. You know, he's hearing people from all over the country getting introduced here. And, you know, this is so awesome, he says. Wow, this is, I found my home. All these positive, like-minded individuals here. I mean, these people are like me. I love this, you know. And he's pretty soon, you know, he's listening, and he's listening very carefully. The host tells him, you know, go into the website, and he's thinking, yeah, I did that. I went into the website, you know, and he's excited. And the trainer comes on, and believer, he's already got his notepad out. He's got his pen and paper ready. He's armed. He is ready to go. He is taking notes, okay, and he takes page after page of notes. More notes than he probably needs, but that's okay. You know, he's being a real good student. Now let's go back and see what Doubter's doing. Doubter, you know, he heard at the beginning of the call, the host said something about making sure he had lots of leads, like 75 a day, something crazy like that. So Doubter thinks, well, gosh, I already sent my money in. I had to, I have to pay a web hosting fee, you know. I have to pay more for leads now. Jeez, you know. That's what Doubter's thinking. He's like, gosh, I can't believe it. He calls his inviter and he thinks, you know, well, you know, he owes me after all. I sent him my gift, you know. And, you know, his inviter gets on the phone and greets him. He's like, well, hey, Doubter, how you doing? He greets him with a big smile, and Doubter, he's like, he's not in a good mood at all. He's thinking, I got to spend more money, you know, and he quickly says to the inviter, well, are you going to send me any leads? You know, an inviter, you know, well, inviter thinks to himself, he thinks, well, boy, this is not a good way to start out, you know, and inviter's mood goes down several notches. Inviter was in a good mood, but now he's just feeling kind of down. Doubter is so negative. Inviter, of course, wants to help Doubter, and he wants to help him out with some leads, and he was gonna help him out with leads, but he's hearing this attitude, and he's like, this guy's not got the right attitude. That's a formula for failure. You know, and the guy's just, he's a downer, man. He's, you know, he says to Doubter, you know, of course, you know, I can help you out with, you know, a few leads to help you get started. You know, I was going to do that, but, you know, you need to get some leads for yourself. I can't feed you leads indefinitely. You got to get some leads for yourself. You got to fish out of several ponds, purchase some leads, you know, get into your back room like you heard on the training call. Did you listen to the training call? Oh, yeah. I listened to the training call. Yeah, this is, you know, but I just already saw that on the website. Okay, well, you know, you need to have lots of leads. You have to, you know, more leads than you can call. And Doubter, he scoffs and decides to wait until his inviter sends him some leads, and he sits there. Okay, so now, meanwhile, Juliana's going to take a drink of water. Sorry, guys. Believer is dialing into every training call. You know, he's on the training call the next day, good student, you know, paying really close attention. He heard that he should have more leads. His inviter didn't even need to tell him that. He heard it on the training call. He should have more leads than he should call. And, you know, Believer, he didn't have any funds. He wasn't like Doubter. Doubter had funds. You know, he could buy leads. But Believer, he was in a real hard financial situation. And, you know, he just had to make this thing work. He knew it was going to work. There wasn't any doubt. And he thinks, well, geez, if I don't have anyone to call, I'm going to be dead in the water. Dead in the water. So Believer took his tools down to the pawn shop. He grabbed up all of his power tools, and he took them down to the pawn shop, and he got some cash so he could purchase some leads. That's what Believer did. He didn't even hesitate. He went right down there and pawned his tools so he could get leads. Hadn't had any money come in at all yet, but he pawned his tools. Okay, and he did what he was told, what he heard on the call. And he got several different kinds of leads. He got some inexpensive leads. He knew he had to have lots of leads, and he didn't have a whole lot of money, so he wanted to make the most out of it. He got some inexpensive ones, but he also got some that were a little more expensive that his inviter told him to get, you know, in the back room. And he got those, and he says, because I'm gonna get those, and he, you know, get a taste of what they feel like, because I'm gonna get more of those. I'm gonna get more and more of those. Okay. So now let's go back over and see what Doubter's doing. Well, Doubter, he got the leads from his inviter, and he started to make some calls, and he got some answering machines and disconnected numbers, and he started getting frustrated. Oh, brother, this is time-consuming, he says. You know, I didn't think it'd be difficult like this. Like, this is hard. Nobody's answering their phones. I wonder how many calls I'm going to have to make. You know, and Doubter, he stops and he starts figuring out how many calls he's made already, and he sits and he takes, oh, gosh, 10 minutes. He tallies up, you know, who he called, and, oh, the guy, you know, nobody answered. I have 14 calls, got no one. He keeps making calls and writing down the results, you know, disconnected, no answer. Somebody answered, but they weren't there, you know. Finally, somebody answers. They're there, and he gets Nimrod. Nimrod answers the phone. He's one of those guys that didn't want to waste Doubter's time, you know. You guys, if you haven't made calls yet, you'll run into Nimrods. Well, Nimrod, he doesn't want to waste your time, you know. So he says to Doubter, you know, hey, Doubter, I don't want to waste your time, so cut to the chase and tell me what this is all about. Explain this to me. In 10 words or less, explain to me what this is about. Well, Doubter, of course, he'd abandoned the training call, so he had no idea what to say. So he started explaining to Nimrod, well, you can send me money. You can send me, you know, $500, $3,500, anywhere in between you can send me money. Next thing Doubter realizes, Nimrod hangs up. He gets dial tone. Oh, my goodness. Man, this is hard. This guy just hung up on me. Okay. So meanwhile, guess what, believer? He's making calls like crazy. He's got all these leads. And, you know, he gets a few machines. He gets some disconnects, you know. He just crosses them off the list. He's not adding those up or anything, you know. And he quickly moves on. And he gets a hold of guess who? He gets somebody answers the phone, and it's Nimrod. And guess what? Nimrod says to believer, I don't want to waste your time, believer, so cut to the chase and tell me what this is all about. Explain this in 10 words or less to me. Explain it. Well, believer took notes from the training call. So he thinks, I know I rehearsed this. I know I practiced this. I practiced this response. I wrote this down, and he's got his notes right there. He'd condensed them, you know, so he knew what to say. And so he goes, okay, here goes, you know. And he says, yes, Nimrod. Now, do you have just a couple of minutes to discuss this right now? And Nimrod says, yes. And believer says, well, could I ask what you do for a living right now? And Nimrod fluffs up his feathers and tells Doubter all about his credentials and his background and practically bragging. And Nimrod forgets that believer didn't explain anything to him. He's too busy telling him all about himself, how awesome he is and his background and his credentials. The believer's smiling. He's like, wow, that worked. This training really works. This is awesome. It's such great training. I wouldn't have known how to handle that if I hadn't gone to the training call. So now Doubter, well, let's go back over to Doubter. He's really frustrated now. You know, he's tallied up. He's called a total of 50 people. 50 people. And, you know, 50 dials he did. And he calls his inviter real indignantly, and he says, you know, listen, I called 50 people, and I had 6 disconnected numbers, 37 no answers, you know, and out of the other 7, two of them, you know, someone answered the phone, and they weren't there. Someone else answered the phone. And 3, they weren't interested right away. They weren't interested, you know, and 2 of them, they went to the call. I didn't have too much faith in them, though, and they didn't call me back. They didn't even call me back. You know, he says, these leads are worthless. Do you have some better leads? You know, I mean, I guess I'll try calling some more, you know, but I've already called these. You know, Viter says, well, you know, you got to call more than one time. You don't always get people the first time around. You might have to call a couple different times a day, mark down the time that you're calling. Yeah, okay. Doubter, he's coughed off. I'll try some more, I guess, you know. Okay, now, meanwhile, believer, you know, he's not counting. He's just dialing for dollars. I'm so sorry you guys have to listen to me something like this. He's dialing for dollars, and, you know, he's booked 26 people on his first day. He has no idea how many calls he made. He doesn't care how many calls he made. You know, he didn't count the disconnects. Did he get some? Sure. Did he get some no answers? Sure, he got no answers, and he got machines. You know, he was having so much fun just making the calls. You know, believer just, you know, he puts a check beside the ones to call back later, you know, no big deal. And he calls them later. He puts the time down, and he calls them a different time of day. Then he gets them in. He could care less. He's just excited. He got 26 people invited to the call. And you know what believer says? He says, these leads are awesome. These leads are awesome. Working the same kind of leads Doubter's working. You know, that's kind of funny, isn't it? Well, now Doubter, you know, he's thinking, you know, now what was I thinking? He's thinking, oh, got his hands on his head. What was I thinking doing this? I can't believe I did this. This isn't going to work for me. Nothing ever works for me. I can't believe I did this. I knew it wouldn't work. You know, nobody called me back. I made 50 calls. He spent more time thinking about how many calls he made than making calls. You know, he calls his inviter and he says, you know, I didn't think that this would be so hard. Nobody's interested. I called these again and I got more answering machines. I must be doing something wrong. And, you know, he asks his inviter a few questions. You know, inviter realizes his questions. He says, you haven't been going to the training call. He says, they covered that on the call today. He says, are you going to the training call? Well, Doubter, yeah, I don't really have time for that. You know, it's the same old thing every day. You know, I dialed in a few times, and, you know, it's the same old thing. Well, inviter's a little discouraged with that, but, you know, he can't go over and beat him with a sledgehammer. They're in different states. So Meanwhile, Believer, well, he's getting callback after callback. What's happening? He's getting people are calling him back after they listen to the call. He's getting so many callbacks. He takes three ways over to his inviter. You know, he's excited. He introduces him, and hears inviter answer the questions. You know, that's what inviter told him to do, so that's what he does. You do what your inviter tells you to do. Now, he has several interested prospects, you know, and then he gets the first one. He's qualified. And he's got other people telling him that they're getting the money together. Our Believer is so excited. He attracts even more excited people because now he's qualified. He knows the next one's coming to him. He is just so excited, you know. And he dials into the train call the next morning and hears a new person that he invited getting welcomed into the family. Oh, that is so exciting. This is so exciting. Well, now Doubter, oh, he's having a pity party now. You know, he's blaming the train calls. He's blaming the inviter. He's blaming the system that doesn't work, you know. He thinks he's got himself, he's thinking everybody on the training calls just blowing up smoke up his, you know what, and he's thinking all these training calls are stupid. These people are just making up stories. This doesn't work. This is a crock. This doesn't work for anybody, maybe a couple of people or something. And he decides to dial into another training call to see if he could pick up anything at the end of the call. You know, he purposely dials in late, so he doesn't have to listen to all the stuff at the beginning, all the people getting introduced and getting welcomed in. And, yeah, it's just a bunch of junk, you know. But he went to the train call and he listened, said, you know, I already knew that, didn't learn anything. You know, I'm making tons of calls and nobody's joined yet. And Doubter, he's saying, yep, I knew it, doesn't work. You know, he's relating to he hears somebody on the call. He hears somebody on the call at the end of the call saying, you know, I've made a lot of calls, and I haven't had anybody join yet. And Doubter says, well, that's what I was thinking. That's how he relates to the negativity. He totally relates to that negativity. He says, you know, I knew it. I knew it wasn't going to work. He calls his inviter right after the call, And, you know, and he says, you know, listen, you know, I heard somebody on the call, and they're struggling just like me. They made a lot of calls, and nobody started. I guess, you know, nobody's interested in this, you know. And he says to the inviter, you know, you send me some more leads. You know, I have to make some money. You know, I'll buy some as soon as I make money. But I'm not gonna spend any money until I make some money. I'm not gonna spend any more money until I make some money. So can you send me some leads? And Doubter is not happy. Inviter's not happy either. Okay. So now, meanwhile, Believer, well, he's got tons of leads, of course, because he was thinking ahead. He knew he had to have tons of leads every day. And, you know, and he listened to the trainers, and all of them said that you have to have way more leads than you can call. So Believer, he just had tons of them. And he's so excited. Believer knows the next one is going to go to him. So he's dialing and dialing, and, you know, he still has no time to keep track of the people that he doesn't reach. You know, never counts people he doesn't reach. He just counts the one he does reach. Now, he raises his daily. He says, I'm going to do 30 a day. Okay, I'm going to do 30 a day. And it happens. He's the first person. Toby comes back and says, I have my money together and I'm ready. Oh, what do I do? What do I do now? Believer's like, you know, he's thinking to himself, I can't believe it. You know, he's excited. He tries to control and, you know, contain his excitement. And he, you know, he doesn't want Toby to know that this is his first one, you know. So how to package money and send it out some more leads from his inviter. But I'm not interested. That's a pyramid. Damn, that's, you know, it's not going to work. I'm not interested. Oh, just as he thought. Just is exactly what Doubter thought. Nobody's interested, you know. But finally, he gets somebody, Bill. Bill says, you know, yeah, I'm ready to go, but I can't do it right now, so call me later. You know, call me later, and we'll do the sign-up. So Doubter, he's like, oh, this guy's going to join. I can't believe it. I didn't think this was going to work, you know. So Doubter, he stops making calls, and he's thinking about, you know, he got one. You know, he's going to call Bill later, so he waits. And he thinks about it some more. He waits, doesn't make a call. And then pretty soon he calls Bill at the time he was supposed to call. He calls Bill, and there was no answer. He's like, yeah, just what I thought. So, but you know what? He calls Bill again, over and over again. Keeps calling Bill, leaving messages. Now, if he listened to the training call, my throat is getting sore, guys. So I make it through this. Listen to the call. And, you know, he would have learned that he should not have left a ton of messages. Bill sees Doubter calling him over and over and on his call and leaving message after message. And he's sounding desperate. Bill says that Doubter sounds, this guy is desperate. you know. Now Bill starts having doubts, and he starts thinking that the system works because Doubter is calling him so much. Doubter have anything to do than call me every 5 minutes, and he thinks, well, maybe this doesn't work, you know. Maybe I'm the only one, so, you know, he's obviously not very busy. He's calling me every few minutes. I mean, this is crazy. You'd think he'd be busy signing other people up. So, you know, Bill gets cold feet, and he decides to wait and think about it, you know, and he doesn't call Doubter. But Doubter keeps calling him over and over again, chasing him. You know, Doubter been on the train calls. He knows you're not supposed to chase people. Okay, now Doubter, oh my goodness, he is really depressed. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Nobody's interested. He calls Inviter. He gets in his machine this time, and he thinks, well, I figures I got his machine, you know. And he's calling to complain some more. Well, Inviter gets his message, and Inviter in a great mood. He was doing invitations, you know. And he's returned to Doubter's voice. Just hearing his voice on the machine down Inviter several notches just brought him down. Oh, just sucked the energy out. Like, oh, my goodness. So, you know, Inviter decides to call Doubter later. After he makes his calls, he says, I'm an old waiter. I just wanted to talk to this guy. He's way too negative. Okay? So I'm going to call him after I do my invitation. I want that bringing me to his level. So he does his patient some callback, handles all that, pushes everything. He gets attitude out of time, and he wrote me, I had to call Doubter. He was out of his mind. He's over five. Okay, I called her, and oh boy. So he calls him. Doubter, everything that's wrong that it means. You know, complains about raining calls. He comes about the week. So, but he calls over and over again because he doesn't believe enough to purchase more. The people see him call over and over again on the caller ID and even messages over and over again, you know. And they're thinking, yeah, I don't see what Doubter's doing, for heaven's sakes. And they never answer the phone call or return the phone call. They see Doubter's, who would want to do that all day long? And then Doubter complains to his inviter about the disconnects. You know, he's got a tally, exactly how many disconnects he got, exactly how many no answers he's got. You know, the quality of the people, these people are just terrible. You know, you finally reach them, and the people are just rejects, you know. They can't even speak, you know, or whatever, couch potatoes. You know, they're on welfare, and he complains about getting no call and getting callbacks, and nobody's joined. Poor inviter, he's getting sucked right down, you know, right down into the pity party, and he's trying to get down to see. Toby is red all. And Toby's got the tracking number, and Believer is so excited, he's got a package on the way. Sorry, guys, I lost track where I was at. And he gets another call from a guy he spoke to the day before, a little bit later, Ed. Ed he spoke to on his second day, and Ed says to him, are you qualified yet? And Believer says, of course I am. And Ed says, well, awesome. You know, I've got my money together now, and what do we do now? And Believer says, you know, you think to yourself, wow, this works really well, you know. Well, we need to get you registered. We need to get you registered, Ed. And he says, now, can you get on the internet and the telephone at the same time? And Ed says, well, you know, no, I can't. So Believer doesn't panic. You know, he knows exactly what to do. He says to him, well, now, Ed, do you have a cell phone? Well, Ed says, yes, I do. But the battery's dead. Uh-oh, that was plan B. And then he goes, oh, yeah. He says, that's okay. That's no problem, Ed. You know, grab a pen and paper, and I'm going to give you the instructions. So he has Ed write the instructions down on how to register. He has him write them down step by step, okay? And Ed calls him back a few hours later. He tells him to call him right back, actually. He tells him to call him right back after he does the registration, and he talks him through filling the forms out and sending the package, okay? And so they get off the phone, and, of course, Believer keeps making phone calls. And pretty soon, Ed calls him back. A few hours later, he has another tracking number, okay? And Believer really sees the benefits now of being consistent. He heard that on the training calls. You have to be consistent. You know, keep making phone calls. Even if you're not seeing the results, you keep making the phone calls. You keep filling your pipeline. He can't even imagine what is in store for him now because he has made so many invitations. He can't imagine how many he's got in the pipeline now that have told him they're getting their money together. He's envisioning them calling him back and saying, wow, I've got my money together. What do I do now? Okay, and of course, Believer receives his happy trucks, and he's jumping up and down. But you know what? Even when he gets his happy trucks, and he's so excited, and it works, and he knew it would work, He doesn't stop making calls. He still makes his calls every day. He reaches his daily goals every day. So what's Doubter doing now? Well, you got it, guys. Doubter, he keeps trying. He just keeps trying and doubting what he does best. And Believer, he keeps doing and signing people up. And it's kind of funny how law of attraction works. You know, what did Doubter attract and what did Believer attract? Okay, well, Annette, are you there?
I am so here, Juliana. This has been the greatest of the greatest. It is so good. I'm here. Am I the Believer?
I am a believer. And you know what? We all know, us who have been here and we did people, we've had the doubters and we've had the believers. And so I am sure you've seen a few of those doubters in your time.
Yes, I have.
Why don't we open the lines up and see if any of the folks on the line can kind of pinpoint some of the differences between doubter and believer and where doubter went wrong and where believer went right. See if they kind of get an idea of what we're talking about here.
You bet. You bet. Take a good drink of water there. Thank you for struggling through. Believe me, I know the feeling. There's been many days I came to this call and my voice is not
Yeah, I know.
And thank you.
It's hard to get my voice inflections where I want them to be, but.
No, but we got the point, darling. Thank you so much for stepping out and sharing this with us today. And I hope this has been a blessing to a lot of the people that are listening, a lot of members. And hopefully, if you're a doubter, you can be a believer so you can start receiving. Woo! Wasn't that good, family? Lines are open.
Yes, excellent.
Very good. Hey, guys.
Hey, Juliana, wonderful.
Hey, Juliana. Thank you.
Juliana.
Hi, this is Cheryl in California.
Hey, Cheryl.
That was awesome, and yeah, believers are receivers.
That's
and
right.
That can go in the back office as well. Help to support the
vibe. Oh, yeah. This is Tanya in New York.
That's fine.
Just say that everything you said.
And that, you know what, and I'm about to do the lead in all of you.
I look forward to talking to you today.
All right, we'll talk to you shortly.
Hey,
let's close the lineup here just for a second, and that we've got some background noise. Can you close that up? Okay.
Well,
guys, one of the things, the doubter is negative, and he's looking for excuses, okay? And the little bump in the road is a huge obstacle. It's a roadblock. It's not just a little bump in the road to him. It's a little pebble. Is old blog. You see everything, just negativity. And then believer, the road bumps, he hardly even notices them. He hardly even slows down, like the train coming through the intersection, but he hardly slows down. He's not going to run somebody over. You know, he's just moving forward. And, you know, doubter focuses on what could go wrong, and believer is focusing on what could go right, okay? And doubter focuses on negative things like the people that, you know, that he didn't get in touch with and the no answers and the disconnects, okay? And that's, you hear everything he says and does, and that's what it sounds like. It's negative, and that's what he's focusing on. And believer, he's focusing on the positives. He's focusing on his little tally of how many people that he invites to the call every day as he moves forward, okay? And then doubter, he exudes doubt, negativity, insecurity, unsureness. He has fear of failure, fear of rejection. You know, every time he had a negative experience, he just dwelled on that negative experience. Now, believer, you know what? Believer got hang-ups. Believe, just like doubter did. In fact, he may not have gotten a highest percentage as doubter did, but he got more because, you know, he was making more calls, a lot more calls. And so he got no answers, and he got more disconnects and more no answers than doubter did, and he got more hang-ups. But you never know it because he never even thought twice about it. You know, he was just always focused on one thing, and that was moving forward and inviting people to that call, and that is it, getting in touch with people. And that's what he focused on. He looked at the little tallies every time he got someone. You know, there's like a big old smiley face right over the hanging over the top of him because everything he thought was positive. You know, he's exuding, he's just conveying over the phone excitement and confidence and sureness and security and positive thoughts and enthusiasm, okay? And doubter, you know, he detached from the training calls early on, and so he had had nothing keeping him plugged in and keeping him positive. So he just kept dwelling more and more on that negativity, you know. And he didn't take the training seriously even. And believer, he plugged into the training calls every day, and he was such a good student, and he knew exactly what to do. And the training calls, you know, sometimes you'll hear things that are the same. But there's always golden nuggets, and he got every one of those golden nuggets. And, you know, the training calls, he realized those training calls, those were the lifeblood. That's what got him pumped up every day. That was his oxygen. He plugged into those calls and all those positive people. You know, and he didn't have that looked out or did, oh, what bunch of junk and, you know, wasting time with intros. He was so excited to hear the intros every day, couldn't wait to get on that call. You there, Annette?
I am so here, Juliana.
Okay.
I am so here. This has been, you know, it is so good. I mean, it's just like eating a good steak today. It really is. Everything you said has made positive sense. It's made good sense, and I hope everyone has received it. You
the law of attraction, Annette, right?
What's the law of attraction.
What's the movie they should watch?
What'd you say?
The movie they should watch?
The Secret.
Yeah, it's in the back room, thesecret.tv.
Yeah, and it's a good one to look at. Do you want to, we got a couple more minutes, Juliana.
Sure.
Do you feel like a little bit more feedback?
Sure, as long as I can talk.
Okay, dear.
Hi, Juliana.
I don't want to annoy your voice too much. We got time for maybe...
No, I don't even want her to speak.
two more questions or so. Anyone have any positive feedback? You can let Juliana
know. Just a positive feedback. You don't need to speak another word, Juliana. It is so powerful to feel your energy. Even though you're compromised, you continue to give to this family and are the brilliant illustration of the more we give, the more we receive. So thank you, as always, for reiterating. You know, I cross these same bridges with my team members, and it's wonderful to have you as part of my family as a backup. And just, I thank you so much.
Hey, Juliana, Vito in New Jersey.
Hey, Vito.
Thank you for stepping out. And I have one thing I want to share with the family and you. I think the greatest thing about this whole program is not even the money for the cash you receive, but the training and the mentoring, which is far greater than any money we could ever receive, because it just molds us into better human beings. Would you agree?
Absolutely. The training, the trainers we have here are second to none. I'm not talking about me. I mean the other trainers we have.
You are my own horn here. Juliana, we really appreciate you stepping out here for us every Friday, because you bring a whole new awareness to what we have, and you've been doing this for a while. And Juliana, let me ask you, didn't you do when you first started this activity? Were you a believer or a doubter first off at the very beginning, and how much did you generate in 1 month? I know there was some astronomical amount. I just was
my first week was 17,500. I had five people join at 3,500, and it is because I am a believer, and I did go out and get leads immediately and made lots of calls right away, and that is the only reason. I'm the believer just like you, Annette.
You got it, Juliana. So take it from a leader who's a believer. If you want to be a believer, you can be a receiver. If you want to be a receiver, you got to first be a believer. Don't be a doubter. If you doubt, you go without. And I think, Juliana, you covered a lot of many points on here. Being positive, staying connected to this call. Don't be skeptical. Don't be skeptic. Being positive and moving ahead and moving forward. And, of course, having a lot of leads to call and calling them with the right frame of mind and purpose. So, Juliana, you are awesome today. I know it's a little bit after the top of the hour, and Juliana's probably got to go and refresh her voice so she can start doing some smiling and dialing. But I want all of you believers on the line today to shout it out. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Today, family. I hope you take this.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Hey, by the way, is Cindy on the line today? Cindy or Mark, can you give me a call? I need someone to fill in for Damon today. Cindy, are you out there? Cindy, are you there?
Well, let's have the lady wrap us up with the Money Money song.
You got it. Okay,
who is out to do that?
Cindy or Damon. Damon, thanks for all you do. And we'll see you back here at 3 o'clock Eastern.
All right.
Family, this is your hour. This is your day. This is your moment, your minute. Juliana, you were awesome today. In spite of your voice, you gave it to us straight from the heart, straight from the... She's a good straight shooter, wouldn't you say, family?
Just a traditional medicinal throat coat, Juliana.
Thank you so much, Juliana. We'll see you back here tomorrow, family. Stay a believer so you can be a receiver. Thanks, Juliana. Awesome stuff. We're going to end out with our music, everybody. Money, money, money. Be here back tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eastern. We got one great call today, 3 o'clock. Be here, be square. And on your marks, get set, get ready, let's...